This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado and 46 states have won a $600 million settlement over McKinsey and Company's role in the opioid epidemic. It says the consulting firm helped boost Purdue Pharma's sales and profited from the epidemic. Colorado will get nearly $10 million. K through 12 teachers are getting the COVID vaccine next week. Some higher ed instructors wonder when will they. CPR's Paulo Schultzeda reports.
Earlier this week, Governor Jared Polis said college workers won't be grouped with K through 12 teachers because remote learning is easier for college students than minors. However, plenty of professors and teaching assistants are already on campus teaching in-person classes. Julianne Scamardo teaches an in-person geology lab, which she says is too tangible to conduct online.
I'm excited that I'm able to teach this course, but I definitely understand, you know, when I come in every week, I might be around 40 or 50 students, but I don't know how many students they've been seeing that week.
In the fall, Governor Polis said college-age people were driving record-breaking infection rates in the state and the country. I'm Paulo Schultzeda, CPR News.
A mule in Eagle County has tested positive for rabies, Colorado's first case in domestic livestock this year and the first in an equine since 2013. It's the type normally found in bats and is less common than the skunk variant. Officials say it's a reminder that domestic animals need to be vaccinated against rabies. 42 in Pueblo, 41 in Colorado Springs, 39 degrees in Denver.